All right. Confessions Thursday. So my name is Joyce. It would be the only name necessary the next, what, 45 minutes? Welcome to the sunny side. Hello and good afternoon to you. It's Confessions Thursday.
Hello, Joyce. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome. How are you?
Yeah. Fine. How's everything?
Fine. Thank you very much. Turn off your radio. And do you have a confession?
Yeah, I've turned off my radio already.
Do you have a confession?
It's really confession, but something happened to me on Monday that I want to share with you.
Oh, okay. Sure. Please go ahead.
On Monday morning, I was coming out from Festac to Lekki Aja.
Mm-hmm.
On my way getting to Marina, I am an Uber driver. I just turned on my app to see if I can get a rider.
Mm.
Getting down to the traffic light now, the traffic light showed red. We have to about 5 or 6 vehicles we park. A soldier man with a civilian wanted to cross, and the light is still on red. The civilian man crossed in front of my car. Hello?
I'm with you.
Yeah, the civilian man crossed in front of my car, and the soldier man hit my car and said that I hit him with my car. And the traffic light is still red. I should wind down my glasses. I did. He said I should open the door. He opened the door. He came inside my vehicle. He said he's taking me to his garage. I said, what did I do? He said I hit him. He said, if I hit you, everybody will see that I hit you. He said, no. From there, he just bring out his koboko and starts lashes me on my head.
Oh.
He drove out of that place. He took me down to a certain place. He said, right now, what do I want to do? I said, ask how. You said I hit him, but he was very lucky. He used his hand to cover his name because I was still peeping to Danny to see that I was able to get his
phone. Yeah.
I was not able to get it. He was using the left-hand side, holding his phone, making calls, telling them that he's bringing me. They were telling that he should come. When we get to the city, but I said, look, you are a family man, and I'm not a boy. That you see, that might be whatever you are going to do now. I like you are touching me, whatever. I said, look at it. If I try to hit you, is it warranted for you to be using your foot to flog in my head, doing sort of things? Is it more better you go to hospital if I treat you, then I pay for it? Then that was how we argued. He said, right now, what do you want to do? That I should give him money. I said, okay. Would that solve the problem? He said, yes. How much will I give you? He said, I should give him 30,000. Then when we get to the office, I should give the people in the office 20,000. From there, I scream. I said, how? Is that the hospital B? I said, the only money I took to first start is 6,000 naira. That's the only money that is in my wallet. And I bring out the wallet, saw the 6,000 naira. Was there, from there, abusing his relation, his father, his mother. I can't return it to me because it's not my cause. Hello?
I'm with you.
Yeah. Then, he collected the 6,000 naira. This man, he dropped from my car. A soldier man for that matter.
Yeah.
That's supposed to protect people. That's supposed to protect the party. I did not hit him. He collected the 6,000 naira and he came down and asked me to go. That was what happened to me on Monday morning at Marina.
But you don't have his name.
Because he covered his name with the right hand side.
It's all right.
Using the left hand side to be making calls.
I'm so sorry that happened to you. And unfortunately, some people abuse power and they try to oppress the weak. But don't worry.
He really oppressed me because they did it to my driver before. They took him to this barrack and they hung him. It takes the grace of God for that boy to get himself back again. That was why I didn't even try to say, let me follow him and say, let's drag the matter.
They hung him?
They hung him up. They hung him up. He takes the grace of God for the boy to just come out and survive that kind of punishment.
Right. Yeah.
Because this is what they are doing. Mostly that's Marina.
It's all right.
Don't forge anything.
Yeah, unfortunately, we don't have a name, and these are not people.
I think that's his name.
Yeah, it's okay.
God, we expose him.
Yeah. Nobody gets away with anything. So if
I know.
Yeah, nobody gets away with nothing.
I know.
Not on earth, not in hell.
That matter. This one is not policeman, and this one.
So, yeah. Sorry about that. Thank you very much for reporting that situation, by the way. I do appreciate. And I know that we cannot help the situation any further because we do not have a name. But nobody escapes anything. No one. So, if it doesn't happen, he did his own on Wednesday. He did to you on Wednesday. His day will come. Somebody will do it to him, too. But maybe in a way that it ends the whole circle of madness. I do apologize again, and thank you very much for calling Nigeria Info. Good afternoon to you. Welcome to Confessions Thursday.
Good afternoon.
Do you have a confession?
Yeah.
What's your name? Oh, no, sorry. I do apologize. Well, no. Oh. Keep your name away.
On Monday, I was going to Ibadan, which I didn't know the road very well. So I have to park at that beggar bridge to ask questions. Like, where actually should I go? Immediately I come down the park, like I park in the park. Immediately I come down to ask questions. It didn't take 5 seconds. I saw last man inside my car. We're like,
yeah.
Why?
Hello? Mm-hmm. All right. I might have lost you. Welcome if you have just tuned in. This is Nigeria Info, you on the sunny side, and Thursday's edition of radio, the first hour, we make it Confessions Thursday, where you can share a secret with us. Something you've never told anyone, something nobody knows of you or about you. When you're calling, you do not say your name. 0700-993-993-993. Hello.
Hello, Joy. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome. Do you have a confession?
I just want to make one important...
Do you have a confession?
No.
If it's not a confession, maybe now is not the time.
Okay.
Thank you. Confessions Thursday. Hello.
Hello.
Good afternoon to you. Welcome.
Good afternoon.
Do you have a confession?
I have a confession.
All right.
There was a place in Festus. I wanted to use a tipper to go and pack some broken blocks. So the person in charge, the security man, an outside man, a young boy, told me that they have a lot in addition to the one I have been parking at the outside. And then I said, okay, let me see it. As I went inside the compound, I saw it all right. But he left me immediately. I went and bolt the door that we enter inside the compound. So and I started to come back to go outside. Immediately he saw me, he ran like a cat ran from dog, or like a rabbit, rat ran from a cat. I went back to the door and opened it, and then I came outside. As I was going, I was not asking myself, I said, what is the meaning of this drama? And then God told me that I would have been in danger, if not that I am a Christian, that he flashed the light of God in me into his eyes. And he immediately know that he himself is more in danger than the danger he wants to display on me.
Okay.
And then he went and opened the door.
I'm glad that you're fine today. Thank you very, very much for calling. It's Confessions Thursday. Hello, good afternoon.
Nice.
Turn off your radio.
Good afternoon. I'll turn it down.
Confessions Thursday, do you have a confession?
No, something that is happening in front of me. That's why I want to talk to you now. Okay. I'm on the road.
Okay. What's
happening? Actually, I'm not the one driving. Someone driving me. Can you imagine what police, these police, they are at it again. I'm telling you. See, they are harassing people. What that guy do? What did that guy do? If I want to come down now and go and meet him. I'm asked, what did he do?
Get us some pictures, all right? Hold on a second. Wait a second. Get me some pictures, all right? Otherwise, it's just going to end up being a conversation. Get some proof, all right?
Hello,
can you hear me? Try and get some proof. Otherwise, it's just going to die a conversation. Get something if you really want something out of it.
All right.
Thank you very much. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Welcome.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Do you have a confession?
Yeah.
Turn off your radio.
Yeah, I'm
okay. Turn off your radio.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon. Yeah, confessions? Do you have a confession? It must be a confession.
Yeah.
Thank
you. The confession that has happened to me about 10 years ago.
Okay. Let's hear you. Go ahead, please.
Yes, same when I live with face you house. Are you with me?
I am. Go ahead.
So my lady and her husband moved to one of the apartments beside my room. So the lady now came inside and see how I dress my room. And from there, he started throwing the move to me. So, being a man, so we started the rubbish thing, child.
So, being a man?
Yeah, I hope you understand me.
I'm not even sure I understand you before I bash you, but I'll wait for you to finish. Go ahead.
Okay, so, and we started having this thing, meeting outside, this, that. So, to the extent that people that are living with us know. And it's not my wife, things, this thing are going on.
Speak. Well, hold on a second. Was she married, though?
Yeah, she came with her husband to my...
And you're also married?
Yeah.
Okay, and both of you had an affair. Okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, so we started the affair, and from there, people started seeing us, because she took carried away that even when we meet on the road, she will hug me. This is another. Why are you doing this? But I too am carried away then. So to the extent that she had a pregnant for me.
She got pregnant for you?
Yeah.
Oh.
And the situation is going to the extent that people know that when she gave birth to the baby boy, so the baby too much like my children.
Oh, wow.
Now I left the place because of the embarrassment and everything. But then she calls me at time. Well, I didn't change my phone. Why she does, but I...
Did her husband know she was pregnant for you?
No, she literally no, and threatened to kill me. So we take the matter to a police station. I go and report that he's after me with the court guys and everything. So, and I now vow, ask for forgiveness from my God, and as you, that devil thing, ask you stop.
What did your wife say? Where is she?
She with me. She quarreled with me. She fought with her. She do a lot of things with her. So, and then so we both passed away. But at the time, she used number call me and said she wanted to say, who are you? So this time around, she's trying to lure me back, calling me that she has message for me that she wants to see me. And like, okay, since you said the baby is not mine then, so why are you calling me now?
Wait. Are you still with your wife?
Yeah.
And then what do you mean that... I thought you said the child was yours and you knew the child was yours.
Yeah, I know, but she don't want to give it to me then.
Oh, okay. So what happened now? Have you accepted the child?
No, she is still keeping the guy, the boy, with her in our place and requesting money from him that I should be kept. And I thought, okay, if that is the matter, let's open up everything that, okay, this baby is mine. Understand me?
Okay.
So I will now take the full responsibility of the
child.
Of the child. Okay. But she said, no, if she gave it to me...
So she doesn't want to give you the child?
Yeah, she doesn't want to give it to me. And I said, okay, if you don't give it to me now, is it when I'm gone or when things are moving down, you now come later on that? So
uh-huh.
you come and do this. That's why she likes to know. She knows that, yeah, I say... Because that place you are saying before is my family house.
Okay. So is there a situation right now? Is there a problem right now?
Yeah, she called me with a different number. When she called, I won't know whether she, when I picked the phone, I was like, why am I doing this? She was calling my name that, she said she made money, her phone is not good, and yeah, she's suffering at where she is. And I truly, I won't like this confession time. So I do collect her account number, and I send her money.
Okay.
So I do that. But I don't want her in my life again, because she wants to create another...
Problem for you.
Problem for me.
Okay, but you have accepted the child.
In my own mind, I know the child is mine, but she don't want to release it to me.
So, she just wants to collect money from you.
Yeah, why do people know that?
Have you spoken to your wife about it?
She knows. She knows everything. She even said that if she should give us the child, but she don't want to talk to us, but she...
Okay.
That's what she has been doing.
I mean, you have decided now. So now you're committed to your wife. Are you still cheating on her?
Yeah, no, I'm with my wife.
Are you still cheating on her?
No, nothing like that.
Okay, so now the only issue is that other woman. That means her husband left her, or she left her husband.
I don't know anything about
her anymore.
About her anymore.
So now the contention now is the child, and she wants to keep the child.
But I told her, okay.
Yeah, she can keep the child. You have to just take responsibility for the child.
Yeah, I'm giving her a little that I have.
Yeah, that's okay. Give her the little.
But I do like, because my wife said that she will collect the boy from her.
That might be a little hard. That would be difficult. If you're not with her, then you can't take her child from her. So that's the tricky thing about that. But okay, since you know that the child is... Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, but what I'm thinking of, because I always take care of my three daughters, so... And I want her to let the boy attend a better school.
Okay.
You understand me?
Yeah.
So where she's saying, she says she'll stay at Kudu site. So, and before she can even come out, she has to spend about 2,000 naira, 3,000 naira.
Yeah.
So, and I thought, okay, let me have the child so that I can be taking care of the child. Since my wife has agreed to
take care of the child. That might be difficult, though. I might suggest that you might need a lawyer so that they kind of understand the power of your income and then how much should go to the child. So rather than, for example, if you don't trust her enough, rather than give her the money...
I didn't trust her enough.
Yeah, then you pay the money directly to the school you want the child to go. So let the child show up at school. You just pay the fees. So you can have a lawyer kind of mediate the situation.
Okay.
Yeah, and if you give her... So if the lawyer says, okay, based on your income power, you will have agreed to give her 100 naira every month. If you choose to give her 150 naira, well, that's of your own free will. But every month, then you must give her 100 naira. Something like that, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so that she's not coming behind your back and stressing you and your wife. Like, that's rubbish.
Yeah, because, you know, this Lagos girl...
Yeah, well, it's not even about the being Lagos girl. Evil is not location-specific. I don't know why you think you want to assign evil to Lagos girls alone. Have you heard about Pawtucket girls? Forgive me, Pawtucket
girls. No, I believe those are, I don't know much about
I'm just saying, like, you know, evil is well distributed. It's everywhere. Everywhere. Okay. Thank you very much for calling.
Okay, thank you, Sam.
Thank you. Hello. Confessions Thursday. Turn off your radio. You don't say your name, by the way. Turn off your radio. 0700-993-993-993. Good afternoon. Welcome to Nigeria Info. Turn off your radio.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Do you have a confession?
I want to say something.
Do you have a confession?
A confession. See, Joyce, since 2015 up to this day, I start getting so happy that we, Nigeria, are facing the crisis of our life. It gives me joy when I hear all this thing that is happening in Nigeria. You know why? Because I realize that without all this thing happening, we cannot get to our destination. So for me, when I hear about share recordings, saying about those things that happened in the Northeast and the Northwest, I remembered when they part with the devil. Start parting with the devil. Now,
you sound. I think I know your voice. You always love misery. I mean, you seem to have a weird fascination with the dark. What are you saying? That you love what's happening in the north? Are you half serious?
Joyce, I'm very, very serious.
Thank you very much for calling. Fantasize the more, drink on that cup. And I don't think I want to hear it. Thank you very much. Confessions Thursday.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome. It's Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Yes, I have a confession.
All right, speak up for us and you can go ahead real quick.
The confession I have is I work in Lagos and I got married. I'm a married man and I work in Lagos. That's about 2 years ago. I was transferred to another state. So in the process, I decided to leave my family in Lagos here. So in the process, I spent at least 1 year there before I get caught out with one lady.
And wait, pardon me. You spent 1 year somewhere and had a contact with a lady?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
And the lady, the most regret I have with that lady is the
I lost him. Ah! 0700-993-993-993 Confessions Thursday. Hello.
Hello, Joyce. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome. Do you have a confession?
Yeah.
All right. You can start.
Yeah. I'm just going to summarize it.
That would be good.
I'm easily attracted to the opposite sex. Like, I am easily attracted to the extent that I'll be craving for those outside more than the one I have in the house. And
wait, you said the ones you have in your house. How many do you have in your house?
The one.
Okay.
And it's so disturbing. At the end of the day, I'll be asking myself, what do they have that she doesn't have?
Have you answered that question?
Honestly, I answer the question and the next minute I find myself doing the same thing. At some point, I'll go ahead and block all of those numbers. And
hold on a second. I do apologize. I want to go off on a break. Please call me back. Please.
No, that's my problem, Maria.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
We'll be right back. Hello, all our friends far and near. Welcome to 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Joyce. You're on the sunny side. It's Confessions Thursday. When you call in, you do not say your name, and it's got to be something scintillating, but more importantly, true. True. Happened to you, with you, because of you, around you, and by you. Makes you regret. Yeah. Something you learned from. Something you never told someone. 0700-993-993-993. Hello. This is Nigeria Info. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Speak up for us. You have a confession. That's the guess.
Yes, I have a confession.
All right, please go ahead.
I'm so addicted to sex that I slept with my cousins, like my closest cousin. I regret doing that, though, but I don't know, even up to the, I don't know how to face my family or to face our family, because I feel like what I did was very bad. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't know if I did that because of I was so addicted to sexual intercourse or something like that. I don't know.
Or whether you're a vessel of darkness, just you have.
I don't know.
Well. So, pardon me, my friend. You have to know. There's something about not knowing that says it could get worse just because you don't know. So you must know, and the knowing is inside of you. You have to know. You have to know why you're doing something.
I've tried to control myself in times of those outstates, but it seems as if it's very difficult for me to control myself. I've tried to tell my younger sister about, because I'm closer to my younger sister, I've tried to tell her about what I did.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't know how she's going to take it. I'm scared to tell her. And I've also tried, because my cousin sister too, she was even the one that pushed me into it, because she was giving me that.
Your cousin's sister. Always, that's also your cousin, isn't it? That's your cousin. Abby?
Yeah, my cousin.
Your cousin, okay.
Yeah, so because she was always seducing me, like trying to seduce me or something like that.
Mm.
So, well, I don't know. I've been trying to tell my younger sister about this. I just don't know how to do it or where to start from, because I'm very ashamed of the whole thing. Like, I don't know.
You know what? The best part, you're ashamed. That's the best part. Bestest part, if there's anything like that. So now you're ashamed of it. So we have something to work with. You don't like what makes you ashamed. So two things must happen. You rid yourself of it, or it continues to make you ashamed to the point where, you know that thing where people say you can't shame the shameless? And the Igbos have a parable that when the gods want to kill a person, they take shame from him, something like that. So I think what I'm trying to highlight here is that it makes you ashamed. So certainly, there's something in you, there's something in your spirit that doesn't like what you're doing.
Yeah.
Then that means that you can conquer it. You have to choose to not want it. It's like saying, well, you're diabetic, you have to stop eating sugar because it's not good for your health. Then you say, you know, but I really like sugar. But honey, you're dying at the same time. So you have to choose whether you want to die or live. So there's some effort required in resisting that thing that is drawing your soul closer to the darkness. Then you must resist it. It doesn't have total power over you. The fact that you have free will says that nothing quite controls you if you do not want it to control you.
Okay.
So you can choose. You can. That you have it.
But the main issue now is that I think this girl is in love with me. She's always, each time she sees me, it's as if she should swallow me, as if she should eat me. I don't know.
So now you have brought it, you've introduced another angle to the conversation. It's as though somewhere inside of you, you don't like how it makes you feel, but you like to do it nonetheless. Because at this point, if you're ashamed about your actions and somebody wants to swallow you, that normally should irritate you. You cannot be fascinated by something that puts you to shame. You can't like it. It makes you ashamed. Then you see the girl, she wants to swallow. That should piss you off.
I always get ashamed of it after I finish doing it.
So we're saying the same thing. So now that you know that you get ashamed after, you have to then tell yourself that you must deny yourself the pleasure that comes before the shame. Because it appears that the shame is a guarantee. But then the pleasure is a choice. You can choose it. You can say, well, I feel this way, but I'm not going to do it. So she wants to swallow you, then you allow yourself to be swallowed. It's like saying somebody wants to kill you, then you let them kill you.
Okay. Thank you.
No, wait. Don't thank me. Do you understand that?
I understand what you're saying.
I'm going to kill you, you won't let me kill you. And sometimes it's not necessarily a straight bullet to your head. Sometimes it's I'm snatching your soul. I'm taking your soul away. You should not let that happen. And so the problem, hold on, let me say this, please. The problem with when your soul slips out of your own control or out of your own body is that if I tell you to give me your soul, you would not agree. You would say, no, I can't give it to you. But if I use pleasure, I can get it. So basically, I'm saying, yeah, you love sex and this is how it feels. So here's some pleasure. And then you take the pleasure and then I take your soul. So if you don't want me to take your soul, you don't yield to pleasure.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Off and a break. Headlines up next on The Sunny Side. Nigeria Info. My name is Joyce, and we're your foremost talk radio station, Nigeria Info. Yeah. Okay, so we're going to get back to Confessions Thursday in about 30 seconds, but we're going to talk about this. I want to tell you about a topic we'll talk about Monday. Honestly, if we can take in all the air that we can into our lungs and relax, clear our minds, and rest off a little bit off of the situations in Nigeria, let's do that between today, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, then Monday. Defense Minister tells Nigerians to defend themselves against insecurity. So, you know, when I read this last night, my mind went to NBC. You know, my mind really, and I was thinking, what is the professional way to present this? so how do I tell Nigerians what the defense minister has said? And I think, honestly, to be fair to them, I understand their position, but there's no way to say what you have to say that needs to be said the way that it's said or the way that it needs to be said. I just thought about it. I'm like, okay. At this point, they get it. Maybe it's unfortunate. You know, you get into a kind of job and then you don't necessarily know all the tight corners until you're in the job. And then you realize, oh, these kinds of things have a tendency to happen. And I feel that as much as they put up or put in all those regulations, regulations and policies have to be arranged in a form of network. So this is maybe what I mean, that if I want to keep this studio clean, everybody who comes into the studio must have that sensibility that the studio must be clean. Otherwise, if I clean it, the person after me can throw trash on the floor or, you know, do something nasty or dirty. So as much as they want to really just keep it up a certain way, well, there are other things that don't allow that be as easy as possible. I mean, the insecurity situation, there's no way to say it than to say it the way that it is. Otherwise, you appear to be telling half-truths. And we need grace. They need grace. Nigerians need grace. And for Monday, we might need, a grace and some to talk about defense minister telling Nigerians to defend themselves against insecurity. In fact, when I even watched a clip from when I watched the speech, I watched a clip that had that speech. He actually said that we were cowards. Well, he kind of put it like, it was like, don't be cowards. Well, yeah, that's really what he meant. Like, don't be cowards. In their time, they didn't run. So, you know, like Nigerian parents, you don't know if they're setting you up. You know how Nigerian parents are like, in my time, I was first in class. And then you look at yourself and you're like, I'm disappointing my dad. Why am I third? Yeah. So you know how I'm in my head, it's comical. I'm thinking, this sounds like them, one of Nigerian parent type tricks. But then again, if you think about it, given the severity of the situation, it is what it is. Like, yeah, man, that's NBC. But that's for Monday. Okay, until then, you need some grace, some water, pray, and think. For now, we're on Confessions Thursday. Don't talk about this now. It's for Monday. Right now, it's Confessions Thursday. When you're calling, you do not say your name, and it's got to be a secret. Welcome to Nigeria Info. Hello? Can you hear us? I apologize, we can't hear you. You might have to call back. Welcome to Nigeria Info. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, ma.
You don't have a confession, I can tell.
Yes, I have a confession.
Oh, what's your confession?
Yes. It was when I was 10 years.
Oh.
Our pastor daughter, she was 14 years.
Yeah.
So she used to abuse me. Not that I'm angry that she used to abuse me. She will remove my own clothes. But I will tell her to remove your own clothes now. She will not remove her own clothes. So I will deny doing the thing on top of her clothes. So it will be blaming me.
What the?
Hello?
Yeah.
So I'm asking you, say, whereby I will remove my own clothes? Why can't she remove her own clothes?
Well, she was... me now. Yeah, but you've outgrown it. You're not mad about that.
I was 10 years. Nobody said I'm not...
Oh, yeah.
Enjoying how I remove my own clothes. But what I'm asking is that why didn't she remove her own clothes?
To be honest with you, that's a state security question, and I don't even have the answer.
Okay, I didn't say you're supposed to have the answer.
No. I don't. I really don't.
Okay,
and and I'm glad that you've outgrown
it. Thank you very much.
Thank you. That girl. How dare she? He was 10, for Lord's sake.
Hello.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Nigeria Info.
Good afternoon.
Welcome.
Anonymous.
Yeah.
You see, second to the last caller, I've been through that also.
Somebody, what did the second to the last caller say?
About sleeping with cousins.
Oh, you slept with all your cousins too?
God forbid. All I'm trying to say is she tried to seduce me, but I was older and I could manage it then.
Yeah.
She was trying to... Then, I shouldn't lie, she's trying to go out, like, you understand. So, no man like that. So, she's looking for someone who could... You get what I'm saying, right?
I like how you think I should fill up the blank spaces, but let me try.
Okay.
Wait,
okay.
How old were you, first of all?
Then I should be 20.
Oh, okay.
I should be 22. Yeah.
And how old is she?
23. Then she was, 16, 17.
So she didn't want to go out with someone on the outside, but would rather have her... She would rather her cousin... Is that what you're saying?
See, I lived with them for 3.5 years. She was constantly doing it. As in, she did it stylishly. In fact,
trying to seduce you and get you in trouble.
Yeah.
So what did you do? I want to know what you did to fight it.
At the end of the day?
Yeah, how did you fight it?
She was even doing it in front of her parents.
I'm asking you, what did you do to overcome that?
Anytime I get back from work, she always wants to enter. Because I will go and shower. She's always timing me.
So
all I do
story.
Is I try to lock my door. I was always avoiding her. It got to a stage, I had to sit her down, lecture her.
Good. So I want to hear. So what was on your mind then? Why did you not want to do it? Let's hear that.
The truth is, if I wasn't disciplined and if I didn't watch some...
No, I'm asking you why you didn't want to do it. Why?
Yeah, what I'm saying is, I did not want to do it because of the future consequences.
Okay.
You know, movies, sometimes, if you watch it, you may learn and you may not learn things. I've seen a lot of movies.
Yoruba movies?
Yeah, Yoruba movies.
Okay.
Yes. So thank God I watched something like that. Later in the future,
yeah.
Let's say, okay, they now say this so-so-so person did this with so-so-so.
Yeah.
Now go and confess.
Yeah.
How is it going to happen in the future now? The family.
Okay.
My home mom's younger sister's daughter and me. You understand?
Yeah, I do.
Now
I do.
I'm a married man.
Okay.
Let's say 20, 30 years from now, which eye are they going to be using to look at me? And parents should be very careful. The daughter was always doing it in their front. In fact, this girl will come and sit on my lap when we are watching TV. In the sitting room, the dad is there, the mom is there.
So I'm sure in their minds they just thought, oh, that's a brother-sister relationship.
Imagine.
Yeah, that's probably what they thought. But thank you very much for your discipline. And I hope beyond your concern for the consequence, you get to a point where you do it as a matter of principle. So whether there is a consequence or not, you would not do it because it stands as principle for you.
Yeah. It's a principle. God really helped me.
That was very
God
good.
God really helped me.
Thank you very much. Thank you for calling the Sunny Side. Good afternoon to you. Welcome to Nigeria Info.
Hello, good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon. Welcome. How are you?
I'm fine.
You have to speak up for speak up for us, okay? Go ahead, please.
I used to go out and help a woman I called my foster mother.
A foster mother?
And, yeah.
Hold on, are you adopted?
No, I'm not adopted. I stay with my mom, though.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's a kind of relationship. There is this kind of feeling I have towards people. Maybe you see them for the first time and I would like to relate with them.
Okay.
So I called the woman my foster mother because I get close to her and I help her in some things.
Like you would do for your own mother too?
Yes. Then she has two daughters. The first one, though, I had feelings for her, which I never told her.
Mm-hmm.
Why the second one? She's a little girl. She's very small, though. And I used to see her as my sister. But of recent, let me say, as she was growing, then she was in primary school. Now she's in institution. As she was growing, she had this habit of me playing with her, and whenever I play with her, she asks me to please.
Wait. Which one now? The youngest one? The
junior sister. The
how
junior
old was
sister.
She?
I'm talking about, she's, let's say, 11 to 12 years then. She's around 11 to 12 years, but by now she's 20 years of age, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
So we played, and our mother used to leave me at the shop. So when she comes back from school, she asked me to play with her. We played together. Then in the process, I used to kind of try and do some naughty things like asking me to...
Where are you right now? Stop. Where are you right now mentally? How old are you, by the way?
I'm 27 years of age.
Okay. I think I have a picture of where you've been, but where are you right now at 27?
I don't even know what to say.
Yo, dude, it's okay. Try. Are you as bad as you used to be back in the day?
No.
Not as bad, but bad enough to be called bad.
No.
Both?
I'm not that bad anymore. I'm just trying to be called a sinner. No.
Okay.
No.
So are you better now? Have you changed? Have you given up error?
Yeah, I've given up. But I still do have these memories over my head. And I'll be like, this is not what I should have done then. I should have talked. Let me say... Last year,
and she was 11.
Last year,
what happened? No. Last year, you were 26. Last year,
yeah. Last year, I came to their house because I don't stay with them like that. I came back from work and tried to spend my holiday with them, and she still brought the same thing, which I told her to stop.
And she was how old as a last year? She was probably what?
She's 19 last year. Last year she was 19. And I told her to stop all this madness. That what if someone walk in and see us in this kind of manner? What did she want? of today.
Wow.
She tend to tell me that she just say honey, and though we don't have sex, but it's just like she just want me to sleep on her and then start.
Yeah, so that's the problem. Hold on a second. So that's the problem. We kind of get the picture. It's nasty. Even the picture is nasty. The details just makes me sick. It's whether you have understood that this is not a good... This you cannot be that kind of a person. First, for your own conscience, and then second, for the society that you're a part of. You get? I mean, you wouldn't want someone violating your 10-year-old child... Have you thought about that? Like, you have a 10-year-old boy and somebody's molesting him. Yeah, so we get the picture, and it's bad to imagine it. I can't even imagine what God goes through just watching humans in madness. So, but you're better now. You're a good picture of what a Nigerian should be. Good, decent, sane, sensible. Yeah. Righteous,
I'm
just.
Working towards my perfection. I'm working towards perfection.
You believe perfection is attainable, yeah?
Yeah.
It is, as we believe. Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you. And well done. Well done. Just, you must aim for that every day. The world is a madhouse. All right. Confessions Thursday.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Welcome. You have a confession?
Hello?
Do you have a confession? Good afternoon to you. I can hear you.
Hello?
Okay, I'm sorry. You cannot hear me, so please hang up and hopefully you're able to make it back. Hello?
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Angela.
You're not supposed to say your name, actually.
Okay.
Do you have a confession?
Yes, Joyce, I do.
Please, go ahead.
Last week Monday, at about 7:45, on my way to the airport, Tommy Line is blocked, so... I had to pass through Suleri. Climbing the bridge, I overtook a military man. You know, he was on the bike, Okada. Then while trying to descend from the bridge, there was traffic. Then the next thing, somebody started banging, you know, my car. And I turned, I looked. I wind down. Immediately I discovered it's an officer. Officer, good morning, any problem? I was like, you're mad. You want to knock me down? I said, sorry. I didn't. I had to calm down. I said, but I don't jam you now. If I hit you, where? Are you arguing with me? You're mad. You're
what?
The next thing, I will teach you a lesson this morning. He brought out his dagger.
Uh-huh.
He brought out his dagger. He bust my two tires. You know, passerby, nobody could come close. People were just looking. And his bike, he had no plate number. And he was wearing a sweater, a cardigan on top of his uniform. You could only see his trouser and his boots. That's all. And he was wearing a head warmer. No cap, nothing. He was just wearing a head warmer. And that was it. So, I'm just thankful he did. What if he had stabbed me? Nothing would have happened. He would just go, because I had experience with the police before, like that, you know. What he has stabbed me, nobody could come close. It was when he left, even the last man, because if you're climbing the bridge, you see some last man before the Suleri Stadium, that bridge on opposite the Suleri Stadium there. Last man, they were there. Nobody could come close. Nobody could come close.
This
when
is probably
left,
why people, we need CCTV cameras. I mean, for situations
people,
as this.
Yeah, people came and sorry. I brought out my two front tires. I brought out my spare. I was able to change one. I could not change the other. I had to look for a towing van. And I have a flight to catch. I have to look for a towing van, tow it to one of the Philly station around, talk to them. I parked the vehicle there because I was coming back the next day. I had to go buy another brand new tire to replace the damaged tire. And anybody who wants to take a picture, well, a colleague of mine was just telling me he's on deal with the police, tax force. They were beating somebody. So he brought out his phone to do a recording. He was caught. In fact, this guy is finished. As we speak now, the office gave him days to go take care of himself. Has not reported to work for days now. That he brought out his phone just to quickly do a recording. They were beating, according to him, that they beat his guy to stupor. though he brought her, the people gathered. Nobody could come close. They are armed. Nobody could come close. Yeah, some distance. Oh, yeah. God, leave them now.
Yeah,
God,
but
leave
people, them people will not stop bringing out their phones. We have come into that world where virtual documentation has come to... People will never stop bringing out their
cover,
phones.
They wear jackets that is written tax force behind, and their names are usually covered.
Yeah. That's so, even the more reason why people would need to bring out their phones. If anybody does anything unfair or unjust to an officer, the one who does that to the officer should face the law. And if an officer does that to a civilian and it's said to be unjust, then the officer should face the law. So people will not stop bringing out their phones. People will continue to bring out their phones. And I hope that... I hope we don't get there. I really hope we don't get there. When a defense minister says something like, oh, defend yourselves, I really hope we don't get there. And I'm really hoping that eventually when we have this conversation, we can lean more towards the resistance to get there. I hope we don't get there. I really hope that we don't. And I'm going to leave it at that. I'm going to rest on hope that we don't get there. Not that I haven't thought about the other side of what could happen if we get there. And maybe it's because I have thought about it that I'm persuaded by hope to hope that we don't get there. Where are we? All right, Confessions Thursday. We'll speak to a few more of you, go on a musical break, and come back for the Lords of Logic. Good afternoon to you. Welcome to Nigeria Info.
Yeah. Joyce, good afternoon.
Do you have a confession?
Yes, I want to have a confession.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Joyce, I'm not happy.
It's all right. You're not the only one. Imagine children in Yemen.
No, but this one is different. Joyce, I'm just a simple man. He knows me. Even from info, he knows you.
I don't know how simple you are. I can't...
You don't know how simple I am.
No.
For me, I know I'm simple.
Okay.
But... This little girl that is doing, this young lady that is doing VAR for you, don't know what I did to her. Ask her if I offend her, let her tell me.
Sorry.
But ask her, because this thing is getting too much.
Okay, sorry about
every time. What?
You're not listening, please. I do apologize, I'll speak with her. Don't ruin the show, please. Please.
Do you know what I'm trying to say?
I'm not sure, but I can't quite entertain it because you're going to set the show back.
No. That means we saw about the confession now, because the thing is something I have to tell you.
I am.
Now, anytime she hears my voice, she will cut me off. What did I do to her?
Let me ask her. You're probably in debt. You know, let's even talk up. You're probably owing. Maybe you're owing her mother's sister's son. And it's a family problem. Let me even ask her, now that you mentioned it.
Well, ask her now.
Let me ask her. You have to give me a minute to do that.
But tell her.
Heard. Let me tell her. The sunny side. Good afternoon. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession? Do you have a confession?
I have a question.
No, it's a confession.
Yes. It's kind of confession, so to say. Huh. And you see, Joyce, is there emotional regret when you keep doing good and people keep bashing you for that you're good? Or they will come with this name, you are JJC, you don't know anything. Is there emotional regret?
Are you asking me? You're acting the one who has been hurt.
Yes, been hurt in that angle.
So did somebody hurt you?
You know, over time when I was in school, I keep doing good. Ask his JJC.
In school now. Now you're a guy in the street, and you're better. You're better now.
It found me to keep making that good decision. You know, to keep on that good work.
So you stopped being good because your friends at school thought that you were a JJC.
No, not really stop being good. But, you know, the thing is emotionally draining, you know, see yourself. Sometimes you're asking yourself, why am I making this decision? Why not experience these things and just see as it is? But, yeah, to keep learning from people.
Is this your secondary school reflection, or did something happen yesterday? Because, you see, if you did something for someone in secondary school and they were not grateful, I mean, maybe secondary school was 10 years ago.
They just ask you, joke out to you, you know, try to put out the background.
Does that still have an effect on you today?
No, it helped me to become better in my decisions by not following what they say, right? But at times, it's emotionally draining. At times, that's...
How is it still emotionally draining? That was 10 years ago.
Now I've grown up, I was wondering, is it not, for example, say you don't have girlfriends, you don't have this, that.
You're talking about that. Wait, you're saying four things at the same time. Now you've added girlfriend to it. Are you bothered that someone doesn't appreciate your good or someone is teasing you for not having a girlfriend? Those things have no bearing. Girlfriend and good.
Ah, great.
You're saying two things.
You know, talking about experience, that's the thing. You know, you make decisions. You don't need to do this. You don't need to do that. You keep on the good track, you know.
You're not being... No, hold on a second. Believe me, you sound quite distorted in the way you're arranging your argument. Are you tired of doing good? Is that what you're trying to... Do you have a girlfriend because you brought that into the equation?
Yes, I mean, I have many female friends, yes.
So what exactly is bothering you today? I feel like you just called just so that you can say something. You really don't have a confession.
No, really. The emotional draining, that's the part.
So let me tell you why something can be emotionally draining. If you stay at... If you did it yesterday, and you did it last week, and you did it 1 month ago, and the same results came up, that's emotionally draining. If you did it 5 years ago and the last 5 years you haven't done something, it could not drain you emotionally because there's no physical, emotional interaction with the thing. You just called. You didn't have anything to say. The sunny side. Hello. You'll be my final caller. Thank you very much. Hello.
Hello.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Welcome.
Yeah, I have a confession.
Please go ahead. You're my final caller, by the way. Go ahead.
All right. Okay. Though up to now, this happened like, let's say, like 18 years ago. I was still in secondary school. My parents really, that day to school, I was given very small amount of money to go to school to buy lunch.
How many years ago was that?
That was let's say 18 years ago.
So small money would have been like what? 10 naira? 5 naira?
Yeah, like 4 naira or so.
Okay.
5 naira, yeah. So I saw there was this classmate of mine. I always envy. I see his parents always giving him 10, 20 naira to school. So that day, I saw the 20 naira dropping from his pocket.
Yeah.
And I was tempted. I took the money. I dragged the money out of his pocket without him knowing.
Wait, did it drop or you dragged it?
I dragged it. It was falling off.
Yeah,
so
you know, snatched it.
I didn't tell him. I didn't buy him.
It's okay.
I took the money. You know, that reflection up to you today.
Yeah.
It still comes to my head. And
Find the guy. Give him money. Find the guy.
Funny enough, I can't recall his name. I don't know his name. If I see him today, I can't even recognize him. Although I've sat down, I've made peace with my inner self, you know, just to, you know, forgive myself for doing that. Because I don't want to do such. It's really painful when you do things when you're still, you don't know anything and you regret about it.
But you don't feel guilty. You still feel guilty about it? That was 18 years ago.
It flashes in my head. Even last week, it came to my memory. Like,
Are you sorry you did it and have you changed?
I was sorry almost the moment, the next day after the incident happened.
Yeah.
But I couldn't go to meet him because the guy was...
This sounds very interesting. Maybe we should get you into government. I mean, this is you 18 years later. Self-deprecating. Over 20 naira.
Yeah. And, okay. He was really... He was crying because he couldn't have lunch that day.
So now you understand what it feels like to hurt people and you know better to not do it again. Thank you very much for calling.
Yeah.
Thank you. We're off on a break. We'll be right back. This is 99.3 Nigeria Info. Someone is saying that the ladies, that I should take more confessions from the female line. I can imagine what you're itching to hear. But of course, next Thursday, same time, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
is The Sunny Side. My name is Joyce. Right here on the show, you'll enjoy the unvanished truth from a people of a rising continent. On Mondays, radioactive. Tuesdays, open thought. Wednesdays, worthy of note. On Thursdays, the Lords of Logic. And on Fridays, oh, what a week.
Wow.
I invite you to the world on The Sunny Side. Right here on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Weekday from 12 to 3 p.m.
My name is